All right, let's get texts and phone calls. 651-461-9226. Let's start with this one right away. Just came in. Adam, do you feel like you've reached the pinnacle of your career? Is this it right now?
Oh, boy.
October 15th, Tuesday. You just had your show. You're sitting in another show.
Might have been yesterday at this time with thinking about that Christopher Columbus bit.
Wondering
if the Italian Anti-Defamation League would be on the phone with me by the end of the day.
Is this it?
No. I hope not. It might have already come years ago.
What would you say so far has been, if you had to identify, the pinnacle of your career?
Jeez. Honestly, I don't really have an answer for that. I don't know. I have to.
How about something in your job you're most proud of here, Town Square? Not personal. Let's do both. Let's do professionally and personally, because you clearly told us yesterday you have no idea why you had your two daughters.
But that is easily the most, my proudest moment.
Even though you're not sure. Even though you're not sure.
I can't
why
answer
had
the
them.
Question as to why, other than did it's time to that? Have kids.
He doesn't know why he had kids.
It's fair. I like
other
the
than
honesty.
The thing to do.
Other than, well, I guess that's the next phase of life.
But there wasn't some grand answer
about,
to it.
How about this one? I want to.
Well, yeah, I wanted to, but it's like I couldn't
well,
really
you know,
answer
that's what
why.
Well, you see, you are like societal pressure forced me to.
Right, but I didn't have some grand answer like, oh, I want to bring a beautiful life into the world. It was just the thing to do.
You just wanted to have sex.
Well, can do that without having to have kids.
Yeah. There's some people in this town that need to be told that, by the way.
Yes.
Might be well known.
Correct.
Hey, a condom. Okay.
Underrated.
Yes.
Professionally, I honestly don't know. There's a lot of news stories that I've covered, and that I'm certainly proud of the work I did. And nothing really stands out as to overall, like, man, that was it. That was my best moment.
I would say the two of us, because I can think of something, but the two of us working together, I think some of our election coverage has been really good. And I think as January 6th evolved right in front of us, I thought our coverage was outstanding.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really do. And I love the chance to cover stories when they're happening.
Yes.
Right then and there. Many times they are events which you wish were not taking place.
Yep.
But then we're in this job, and so can you do it in the most professional, detailed, non-hyperbolic, but emphasizing the gravity of what's taking place.
Yeah, and generally speaking, that is something that I was thinking of, is that, and again, not a specific instance, but a moment where, like when I started at this station as just a reporter, seeing anchors and professionals come in here and be able to sit in here without commercial breaks and cover a breaking news story, to be able to then do that. Like another example, the Derek Chauvin verdict is another example of that, I think. So,
right.
Yeah, that I would point to that.
The other day on the Adam and Jordana show, I think it was Monday, when Alex pointed out that in the NBA, they've now allowed fans.
Yeah.
You came out in favor of that.
Absolutely.
Of course, all the fans were famous.
Yes.
It was three individuals who really have not received any notoriety at all.
Who's heard of Jack Nicholson?
Spike Lee, Billy Crystal, and Jack Nicholson. I was hoping he'd say, how about some fans who get into the NBA All-Star game who aren't just automatically mega stars? So then I'm home last night, and I get a text from this man. Enough of Fireman Ed.
Yes, Fireman
Ed. So wait a second. So he's all four in the NBA, the famous people being recognized. But then Fireman Ed, who's just a regular.
Enough.
He's one of us.
Yeah.
He just wants stars. Where was John Stewart apparently last night? You wanted to see another star?
Hey, Fireman Ed, do your thing. We just don't need to see it. Like, because it was the same thing when the Jets played a couple weeks ago. Like, they kept the camera on him way too long.
Oh, they never did that with Jack at all either, did they? Or Spike Lee?
No, but what I'm saying is, like, it was just. Enough already. Come on. Fireman Ed.
J-E-T-S.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah. He hates firemen. I mean,
I love firemen.
Kids, yeah. Dogs, balloons, and firemen.
He's pro-fire.
Exactly. He feels like fire has not been given its proper credit. Adam, I'm reading your text here. Excellent ones coming in. 651-461-9226. If you were running for an office, which one would it be?
Oh. I cringe to think about running for any kind of office.
God, I would love it because I have so many texts from you. I have so much dirt on you.
Oh, of course. That's which is why I. Of course,
over.
Nowadays, I mean, come on. There's no. This guy was president. I mean, come on.
Exactly. Might be president again in 3 weeks.
Yeah, right. Something minor. Like a
city council?
Ceremonial position.
You know. Oh, come on. How about city council?
I don't know, that's a lot of meetings.
It's a lot. Okay, you're going to have to.
I want something where there's not a lot of meetings, okay? Just kind of a figurehead.
By the way, this guy didn't have any meetings until about noon because he was watching TV.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. Downtown yesterday.
Sheriff. I'd like to be run for sheriff.
Oh, my God. Okay. Good luck to that town. So yesterday, I went to my father's office at the Star Tribune for the first time since he passed away. I brought Q. We went through stuff. If you'd like to have any of the baseball media guys from 2016, 17, 18, and 19, call me. I've got them for you. We got some pictures. In fact, there's one great picture I posted on Twitter today. Captain Morgan and a couple of attractive women. And it looks like my father is auditioning for the Rockettes. Doesn't look
he's
like
got he's got the leg up, the Captain Morgan pose.
The leg is going up. It's not the first time I've had a chance to see this photo, but I thought it would be good to post it there. So if you want to see a very amusing photo of my father at Chad Hartman Show. So we're there, and then we're leaving town. We're leaving downtown. Apparently, I showed some backbone. Like some texters suggested you don't show backbone towards Minneapolis, even though you're down here 5 days a week and also socialize down here. But no backbone. And I'm driving by, and I see the loons open.
Yeah.
I see the loons open, and it's a Monday. And so I go to the loon. I love the loon lives up to the hype every time. For what it's doing is great. Well, then I'm reminded, because we were talking about it, Sabrina Carpenter. Sabrina is there, Espresso and all the other hits. And it's another reminder of the commitment women of all ages will make to clothing compared to men. And there's just no comparison because what does Sabrina wear? She wears the dress, the short skirt, right? The number of young girls who on a day when it was getting colder by the second were committed to dress like Sabrina. Here's how committed we are. If it's hunting, if it's a game, it's a suit, if you're wearing a suit, we're not as committed to coldness as women are to buy into the outfit or the outfit for that event. Are you as committed as most women for your outfit, even if you're going to be very chilly?
No, there have been cases, including my photo of the you have of me when I was the Messiah, Jesus, for a Christmas bar crawl.
Yes.
Which I was quite blasphemous. I get that.
I was with someone the other God, when did you call me? You called me a couple weeks ago. And all of a sudden this picture pops up, and it's you as Jesus, and it says Stumpy Scumbag. And the person was just...
What on earth?
What are you... Is Jesus calling you? You know, okay.
That was a very, very cold night.
Yeah.
Instead of, putting jacket over the...
Your legs were not exposed. Your arms were not exposed.
But though. It was a very thin, I don't know what you call that.
Well,
fabric.
Should. Is that what Jesus called it?
But I had long underwear on underneath that.
Dave, are you with me?
But you're right. You're...
The commitment to the outfit is impressive.
Oh, it is. And women will buy something and they will spend serious money on it, knowing full well they're going to wear it one time. For a wedding dress, being a bridesmaid, going to a high school dance, prom, whatever. Whereas men, we rent that tux.
Yeah.
Or well, you know, at this
which
point
is
now,
gross,
it's,
by the way.
You know, buy a nice suit, you can wear it for the wedding, and then you can wear it, you know, 18 times after
and,
that.
And when you live in this godforsaken climate starting in January, and you're wearing the dress,
it's commitment.
That is commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, women tougher than men.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a given. 46 past 12, we're right in the middle of Ask Adam Anything. Let's keep the text, and we can take a call or two also. 651-461-9226. The callers and listeners were all over the theme today. Off the first song, the first caller won the Tom Segura tickets.
Very well done. Two callers, boom, boom, knew it. Unfortunately, number two, just a little bit slow on the dial.
Yeah. Adam knows that. You want to tell people the theme, the bumper music theme today, and the fact that we're going to play it tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday?
Yes, different themes throughout the week. But today's, we started with Pavarotti bringing us Ave Maria. And that, of course, I mean, that was the leadoff for the Trump dance party last night on stage at the rally in Pennsylvania.
We're going to get to that on a little bit of a political roundup starting at 1:05. So you'll hear the other tunes, but the tickets are gone. But again, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Still dance like Trump as the music goes. Get the arms up.
Or Christie. Yep. more text coming in. Adam, be a superstar on a poor team or below average on a championship team?
The latter, for sure. I don't mind being like below average. I mean, average maybe.
That's not the question.
In other words,
you're not playing. So, I mean, if you're below average and it's a championship team, you're probably not playing, right?
Right.
So you can be a star on the team that doesn't make the playoffs, and you're recognized as one of the best players in that league.
Yeah.
High school, college, rec league.
I mean, financially, clearly, the benefits would be the superstar, but I'm a team guy.
You buying them?
Which sport? That makes a difference.
Yeah, totally.
If you're the third string QB, if you're, you know, hold a clipboard guy and you can just watch Brady win me championship after championship.
If you're on a hockey team, like a fourth line player on a hockey team, you're still going to see a little action.
Well, that's
like you on a Friday night.
Yes.
If it's a football team,
but
and, you know, you mean I don't have to get crushed every week?
Yeah, if you're
I don't
the
have to deal with any injuries and I still get the rings?
Yeah, but the guys who are playing the other positions, they want to be crushed. So again, below average, I think it also matters the level. Okay, high school.
I was thinking professional.
Okay, but let's go high school. I mean, South St. Paul, they don't win anything, do they?
Not when I was there.
Yeah. Okay, so would you rather be, you were a pretty darn good high school player.
He knows the game.
Knows the game.
At a high level.
Pete will tell you that. Would you rather be a stud for South St. Paul or a backup St. Thomas? And you only play when it's a blowout, but you win the title.
I'd rather be the stud.
You'd rather be the stud, see? College, does that change?
Yeah, college, I think I'd still rather be the stud.
You'd rather be the stud. But in the pros, that's when you become a team guy.
I'll take the ring.
Yeah, I mean,
give me the Jostens ring. It's like three sizes too big.
Because
I can wear it at some job later on. Super Bowl winner.
Because early on, he's like, I'm a team player. Then we went high school, college. Not really.
Not so much.
No, I'm really not. Adam, what on earth did Cher ever see in Sonny?
Sense of humor. Funny guys are all women love funny guys.
Correct. What is Adam's most beautiful word in the dictionary? And is it tariffs? Just like certain former president.
The most beautiful word.
You got finished. Just the former president just said on TV. Apparently, Trump in this economic event in Chicago said tariffs is the most beautiful word. And he's also confused by it because I'm sure China is still going to just say, oh, no, tariffs. We won't pass along any of the cost to anybody else.
Yeah.
What is the most beautiful word?
Abundant.
Abundant.
I love the word abundant.
Mm-hmm. Adam, Who at WCCO reminds you most of Big Lou?
Me.
You are closest to Big Lou. Adam, is A-Raj done, wrapped up?
Yes.
For where he was, he is.
Yeah.
Right? Is he, okay, if we said the middle of the league, the 16th best quarterback, is he that person, or is he above it, or is he below it?
I think he's slightly, no, I thought he's middle of the pack.
Donald Trump, is he above or below?
16?
Yeah.
I think he's below.
Yeah. I think he is. Okay, like Kirk as an example. Kirk, I felt like when he was here, 10th, 11th, yeah. 12th, who would you rather have to win a game tomorrow, Kirk or A-Rod?
I posed that to a group of people last week. I think I'd take Kirk.
Aragon, right now, who would you rather have?
Aaron.
You'd rather have Aaron?
Yeah. I think he's still got enough in the tank.
I lean Kirk. Because I think even if you look at Aaron's last year in Green Bay, wasn't very good. And then you had the Achilles. Now they silver platter him, Devontae. How many former teammates does he need? Was he with Chewy? Was he with Horning? I mean,
John Kuhn.
I mean, can we get the ghost of Lombardi?
I'm on Green.
Honestly, it never ends. A guy was found today after spending 2 months in the ocean on a dinghy. How long does Adam Carter last in the ocean?
Oh, man.
On a dinghy.
Not long. Yeah, I read a book about a guy who has spent 430 days.
Oh,
went fishing,
God.
And his motor broke. And an unbelievable story. It's amazing what the human body can tolerate.
Was
the human mind?
Was he a skilled outdoorsman? So he knew what to
not
do?
Really. There's a book. It's a fascinating book about how he.
Like it's called a movie, Castaway. Are you familiar with it?
Wilson!
I have made fire. I've made fire.
Is that Jack?
Another super fan right there. 430.
I think the title of the book is 439 days, I believe. He was able to it was two guys initially, and then one guy died. And yeah, it was not good. It worked out well for him in the end, but
yeah. How long would you last?
I'd be fine.
You'd be fine no matter the amount of time. You know, just leave me out here
I'll figure it out.
Oh my. Josephson would be fine.
Yeah.
He'd love it.
Right.
That's probably what he's doing, actually, right now on his trip.
Jeez. This is it, by the way. Iceland.
Yeah.
No food on the flight.
No meal service. I have to bring my own.
You going to send us a couple pictures?
Oh, sure.
Have a great time.
Thank you.
Adam, going on a, is this Colette? Colette trip. So have a fabulous
time.
Your Lindner's Construction time. It's time to get free installation labor on Minnesota-made Infinity from Marvin Windows. The election is 3 weeks from today. Let's discuss when we come back.